A Ghost's Guide to London, Episode 4, Covent Garden. Copyright Macmillan Publishers Limited, 2012. Produced by London Language Experience.
Yes, 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 it's me again. Lord Geoffrey, the ghost of London. I'd like to welcome you to Covent Garden, the heart of the West End and home to many of London's greatest theatres. Let's walk. One can't help but be seduced by the atmosphere here. These cosmopolitan roads are full of evening dwellers, street performers and playwrights, cafes, fantastic restaurants, actors and auditoriums. I think if Shakespeare were alive today, you would find him here, weaving amongst the revelers and writing... Oh, his writing!
Alas, poor Yorick. I knew him, Horatio.
Look, it's an actress rehearsing Hamlet, one of Shakespeare's greatest plays.
I beg your pardon. I am an actor, sir, not an actress. Would you call a lady doctor a doctress, or an author an authoress?
No. However, if I'm not mistaken, Prince Hamlet was a man.
Oh, you old people really don't understand, do you? Prepare to be taken on an emotional roller coaster by my Hamlet. It's evolution, my dear. Get with the program.
I am sorry. I didn't mean to offend you.
Apology accepted. It's not easy being an actor, you know. You need ambition and determination. You need to go the extra mile.
Does that mean you find it hard to get work?
Sometimes. But you have to pull out all the stops if you want to get to the top.
I guess once you have your heart set on something, you need to work hard, hang in there, and hope for the best.
Absolutely. I'm going places, and I'm going to do whatever I can to get there.
Well, you seem extremely determined. I have every sympathy for actors. As soon as one job is finished, it seems like you're back to square one. Personally, I couldn't cope with all the rejection.
Well, I never intend to give up. Acting means the world to me. What was that?
I swear I just saw... Look over there. These bricks have moved and an entrance has appeared.
I wonder what's inside. It's very dark.
Let's take a closer look.
Did you close the door?
No, I didn't do it.
If you didn't do it, then who did do it?
Well, I don't know who did it.
Well, whoever did it needs to undo it right now. It's pitch black. I can't see anything, and I'm really quite scared. You must have heard the stories about the ghosts of the Drury Lane Theatre.
Ghosts! There are no ghosts here. I tell you, my dear, if there were ghosts here, I'd certainly know about them.
What do you mean? Oh, hang on. I've got a torch on my phone. There we go.
Look, there's a passageway. Shine the torch down...
Wasn't me who closed the door.
Ghosts!
Well, I opened it, but I certainly didn't close it.
It was me that closed it. You were letting the cold air in.
I was letting fresh air in.
Cold air, fresh air, cold air,
run! They were ghosts. Real ghosts. That's what I was trying to tell you. I've read about them. There's a famous ghost that haunts this theatre called the Man in Grey. It's said that his skeletal remains were found here in the 18th century, with a large knife buried deep within his chest.
Yes, I remember when he disappeared. Terribly shocking at the time. Anyway, I think we've lost them for now.
We're all lost in one way or another, my dear.
I would be lost without the glory of the stage, the opening night, the bright lights as the curtain rises.
Right, that's quite enough. You scared this poor girl half to death. You should be ashamed to call yourselves ghosts. Show yourselves.
Sorry.
Sorry.
In the dark, we didn't realize it was you, Lord Geoffrey.
Open the door, please. We're leaving. There's the exit up ahead. Are you okay, my dear? You seem very tense.
Fine. I'm fine.
Yes. Well, you've probably guessed now that I'm a ghost.
Yes.
Are you sure you're okay?
Yes.
Would you like me to go away now and never ever come back?
Yes.
Okay, I'll just leave you here then. Ah, okay. Bye. Ah. Didn't handle that one particularly well, did I? Oh dear. Well, she'll probably get over it after a few years of counselling. Never mind. Come on, traveller, onwards! Now, if you like that theatre, you just wait until you see the Palladium. No ghosts there, I believe, but it's one of the most fantastic places in London.